idée. Les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Hello guys, do you know about dead machines? Today, we are going to speak about humanoid robots. We will debate about them. Why having them or why not? With us, here are Felix, Ambre and Sinju. For starting, we are going to tell you a summary of the origin of robots. Let's speak about Karol Čapek. He invented robots in 1927. He was one of the best Czechoslovakian writers of the 20th century. He created them for drama. I mean, in his play, they are like electronic servants who look like humans, but without feeling and wise turn on and decide to destroy humanity. But today, everybody knows about Isaac Asimov, who was the writer who made famous robots. He wrote a lot of books about them and designed the thrillers of robotics, which are: a robot may not injure a human being, or through an action allow a human being to come to harm. A robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders will conflict with the first law. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection doesn't conflict with the first or second law. Those laws are already used in today's robotics. So now you know more about robots. You can participate to our debate. First, I would like to give the floor to you, Felix. What do you think about this idea?
Well, I think they are really useful in helping us, like in our schools, for example. They can help old people cleaning hard parts of the house, pay attention to your children, help them in homeworks or play with them in the garden. They can cook if you haven't the time for. I think robots cannot be dangerous because of the three Asimov's law of robotics as we quoted before.
Yeah, you are right. I would to hand over to Amp, who will show us another point of view.
He's right, but let me put this another way. I tend to think that if we don't control them, they can be dangerous. I mean, if they become too clever, they can take over us, and then we won't do anything against us. Do you know the movie Terminator? It is about robots who take over the mankind. Humans try to resist and revolt. But it's very difficult because robots are more intelligent, stronger, speeder. They can be dangerous because they can look like humans. The other danger is that if they have feelings, they can do not obey to the three robotics law, like in Will Smith's movie, I, Robot.
Excuse me for interrupting, but robots cannot have feelings. They are machines, like pieces of metal, nothing live.
Yes, of course, they can feel something.
Let's get back on track, shall we? Sinju is going to show us an excerpt of music.
I love it! What is the band?
It is not a band, it's an any-hour robots band. Its name is Day Machine, a Japanese rock group.
Oh, really?
Yes, it composed of the guitar and a drummer and a keyboard called Cosmo, who makes some part and parts of your regular rock band. Mark, their guitar has 17-8 fingers and 12 guitar picks. Ashura, the drummer, has 22 stick and the keyboard played, and every shot lasts from his eyes. They are managed by a DJ called Tasaka.
Good, very good. Thank you, Sinju, for this information. This show takes end, so thank you for listening.
MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.